podcast for witches, intersectional feminists, and Wiccans alike, with a focus on current events, witchcraft, paganism, and life as a person of color, aka my day-to-day life. Before we get started, just some basic housekeeping. If I research something or have done research, it will be cited on the blog post with a corresponding title. I will be using the terms Wiccan, pagan, and witch interchangeably, but only in reference to myself because I identify with all of these titles. This does not imply that they are the same thing. And I love being able to make my podcast and blog for you all, but this podcast will sometimes contain ads to help me pay for necessities in college. If you would like to support me and my work and minimize the need for ads, please go to anchor.fm/wiccantations and hit the support button. Starting at as little as 99 cents per month, you can subscribe and help me financially. Any donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you. This is an arts and the craft episode. This means that I will be talking about witchcraft with no inherent religious or celestial affiliation. Merry met and blessed be, my beautiful people. First and foremost, I listened to my own voice for the first time this week because I had to take pictures of the spread so I could have them to like post on the Instagram come between like tonight and tomorrow, and I completely like screwed up the order of the cards because I dropped them, so I have to like listen to myself talk to figure out which order the cards came in again. Weirdest experience ever. Didn't realize how many noises I make. I also did not realize how high my voice sounds in audio. For those who sing, to give a little context, I'm like somewhere between, my range goes from, I want to say like soprano 2 to like the lower end to like borderline alto 2. So it's a decently wide range, but like I'm more comfortable on the lower end of the musical spectrum. So my voice is kind of like down there. So hearing it through audio and realizing like, oh, hey, my voice actually sounds kind of high. And this was a little odd. All right, we're getting back into the pattern now. So this is going to be a non-tarot related episode. And I'm also a little tired and don't have time to do research because I have a lot of stuff going on. So what we're going to be doing is going through the apps that I have, because I personally, both as like a Gen Zer and also just as someone who embraces, what's the word I'm looking for? Not connectivity, but accessibility. That's what I'm looking for, accessibility. Over, you know, just uppityness, for lack of a better word. There's probably a better SAT word that I could use to describe that, but I can't think of it right now. But, you know, like, not to say that there isn't anything wrong with, like, having all the fancy materials, like having incense and an incense burner and matches and candles and a full-blown altar with all these little like stuff that you have on it. Not to say that stuff isn't like, it's unimportant, but stuff isn't just like multiple objects, but also just like remembering to value the fact that like, hey, not everyone has access to that, not everyone has like money to afford that. I don't have money to afford that, so a lot of the stuff I do is on like a very low budget to no budget scale. So, you know, just remembering that like you can circumvent that, and it's like, it's really a matter of like how much intentions it carries for you. Like, there are certain things where I'm like, yeah, I really wish I could do this the way I want to, but you know, I can't, so I have to make do with what I have. And I think for me, the fact that I'm able to put the intentions that I want behind it is very, very helpful. So to go through my apps, we're gonna start out with the app I've been on the longest, which is the Witches Circle Amino. You can find me, if you would like to, under the same username there that I have for this podcast and my Instagram and all that other stuff. But yeah, this app has been, it's been pretty important to me, you know, because that was like a safe space for me and a good community for me to be able to like learn about different things in regards to witchcraft, Wicca, paganism, et cetera. It's a lot of people. It's like some of the chats that I'm a part of are like magical. I'm a part of the Magical Apps chat, the DMV, the university one. So it's like nice to know that I kind of like am able to look at that and everything and like have that community. So like if I have a question, I can post it there if I would like to. There are certain questions that no one has ever answered. Ooh, tea. Like one of the, I had a question about like, is it cultural appropriation for witches to use to burn sage without actually knowing the proper ritual or getting their sage from Native American peoples or citing their sources, that kind of thing. T, no one answered. But you know, so if you want to go like really deep like I did, that's probably not gonna work. But like otherwise, it's a pretty good resource to have and a good place to find what you need. Like there's a community grimoire. If you have a shop, I'm gonna be adding mine at some point. You can add that there. There's a cookbook, there's a writer's corner, there are like lessons. So if there's something you want to, there's a section for gems and crystals, divination, elements, healing, herbalism, meditation, hedgecraft, Greek polytheism, chemitism, heathenry, which is Norse paganism, voodoo, Wicca, spirit work. So it's, there's a lot of them. So you have like the freedom to kind of explore that as you would like. So that's nice. There are probably better ways to have explained that app, but I'm a little tired right now. I'm a little like down and out of it, so it's not going to be as super comprehensive as I would like. But that's okay. The other app. I'm sorry. I'm really gonna try my best to like not make noises in the microphone because it's so weird. It's so weird to hear it back. I'm so sorry. Next app is the CoStar Astrology app, and this is I. One of the things, like part of one of the things, I've always had a connection to, you know, space and like astrology. That's one of the reasons that I decided to pick the name Nova for myself, and that it is something related to space. Like, one of the closest people in my family to me, my uncle and my godfather, he's like very much into space from a practical sense, from like a like look at this rocket, look at this like thing, the space probe found kind of sense. But like, as much as like I'm not into astronomy, I did definitely have a connection to like space, and I kind of grew out of it during, I kind of lost it during middle school, but refound it again during high school, and like reminded myself that like, oh wait, this is something that I'm actually very, very into and very, very connected with, and I feel connected with it. I love drawing stars everywhere. I love drawing spacings everywhere. It's like just one of my all-time favorite things to do. So this app has been great because I could get better. I could take time to like learn and get better, but you know, I don't have time right now, so I'm relying on other stuff. But you know, the CoStar app, you put your one second, let me move through the page. You put your birth location, the time, the date. You can say whether it's a public chart or not. Mine is off, so don't try it. But then you kind of put it together and it will tell you your chart. So it'll tell you the signs that you have, their planetary positions, and then the houses that they fall under, and it will actually like go into what that means for each one. So I'm gonna read you my top three because you don't need to know my whole chart, but you can know my sun, moon, and rising. So my sun is in Aquarius, and what it says is the sun determines your ego, identity, and role in life. It is the core of who you are and is the sign you're most likely to already know. Your sun is in Aquarius, meaning you are fundamentally unconventional and anti. Comfortable dissenting or straying from the norm, your intellectual talent of abstraction is oriented towards pushing the boundaries of what seems reasonable. You carry a lot on your shoulders and have need to fight for the underdog. It's in your 10th house, meaning you feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through career goals, success, and responsibility. Both my moon and my rising sign are in Aries, so I'm going to read those to you too. For the moon, it says the moon rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. This is likely the sign that you most think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable. Your moon is in Aries, meaning your emotional self is independent, energetic, and enthusiastic. You have a tendency to feel inadequate and overcompensate just because failure is a possibility. It's in your 12th house, meaning you find security and safety through privacy, secrets, and introspection. And then my rising sign is an Aries. So your ascendant is the mask you present to people. It can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet. Some say it becomes less relevant as you get older. It changes every 2 hours, so if it doesn't make sense, text your mom to confirm your birth time. That's a little heterosis normative in language. Like, your mom doesn't necessarily, like, it could be a dad. You could be from a single parent family where it's just your dad, et cetera, et cetera. But that's like, that's tea for another day. Your ascendant is an Aries, meaning you come across as independent, energetic, and direct. You seem to move quickly, sometimes with the appearance of more haste, impulsiveness than thought, patience, or follow-through. Sometimes your forthrightness comes off as conceited or rude. And these are like very true for me. Some of them I wish they weren't, but they all are. So you get to like see how that kind of corresponds. So like in my chart, I have Aries, Aquarius, Sagittarius, Cancer, Gemini, and Aries again. So why is that? I don't know. I don't know enough about astrology to question some of these things. So like it'll tell you where your power, where your pressure, and where your trouble is in for the day, and so it'll give you like a horse. I don't. It technically is a horoscope, but when I think of horoscope, I think of like the really cheesy, cheap things that you find in like your local newspaper that aren't truly, truly reflective proper astrology. Like Chani Nicholas, Queen. She's got it down pat. I've never done any of her workbooks, but I like do follow her page. I do read some of the stuff she posts, and she's also a very good friend of Erica Hart, who is a not a black non-binary femme sex educator, queer woman, pansexual, polyamorous, beautiful, beautiful person. And their partner Ebony, who was a black trans man, who's also an amazing human being. So the fact that like she has a glowing rapport with them gives me a lot of hope in her work. So like for me today, my power, so going back to the app, it says my power is in work and thinking and creativity. I have pressure in sex and love, and I have trouble with spirituality, social life, and self. Although it's some of the, I feel like astrology is like tarot cards and is like basically a lot of things that you kind of do that's not really like in 1 + 1 = 2 situation where you kind of have to take certain things with a grain of salt. So like this one says, your Mars in Aries is the source of your natural leadership capabilities. Your conviction of your own exceptional capacity undermines your attempts to grow bigger. Sleeping around is only one way to meet people. It's like, I haven't been doing that. I've actually only recently started dating. So, I haven't been sleeping around, and I'm not a person that sleeps around, so that's a little like, okay. Which one do I want to read? Let's say social life. Let's do social life. So, social anxiety. You typically cope with uncomfortable feelings through intellectualization, but recently you feel a desperate need to be accepted. Try to imagine someone who loves you thinking nice thoughts about you. What do they say? You mistrust other people's power because you think they will use it against you, but you are the one who dominates others without giving a thought to whether they want it. This is also like in between for me because I've like actually pulled back a lot this week. So it's not like full on wrong, but it's also not completely right either. And that like I have been having issues with like intellectualization of my feelings, sitting there like having a full explanation and everything like that. I do want to preface this by saying that like some of my apps are high key repetitive. Like there's no need for me to have like 7 moon apps, but I do anyway, and I check none of them. So I'm just gonna start that out. And when I say I have 7 moon apps, I quite I I'm total I'm being like so serious. It's kind of a problem. I have a lot. It's not good. One of the apps I have is called Stone, which is like a it's a not mineral. Yeah, it's a like a mineral and crystal gem kind of app. I don't know the difference, so I'm gonna say all three. But like it tells you their feel the feelings behind each app. It's currently updating right now, and I don't feel like waiting for it to finish updating. So I'm gonna leave it alone for now and like maybe add an attachment later about how exactly in bigger detail greater detail it works. But you know, it's pretty cool. I like it. So like if I ever had crystals or when I start getting crystals, that'll be nice in there and waiting for me. I have the Labyrinthos Academy app, which is LABYRINTHOS, Labyrinthos, like labyrinth and then OS Academy app, which helps you learn to do tarot readings. I should be using this more often to learn it, but I don't. So, but it's like the time I haven't gotten very far. It's really sad. It's actually kind of pitiful. But like I have I really enjoy doing it and I have been doing like pretty well. I've gone to level 2, I want to say. Hold on, I'm trying to open it. For whatever reason, a lot of my apps have been like logging me out recently and it's like a little annoying. And I have to remember my password and log back in, and then I'm just like, oh, this would be a little. Yeah, okay. I made it to level 3, so I'm a level 3 caster. So in terms of the class, I've gotten through the major arcana, and I need to start like the minor ones. I should probably go through the major arcana again. But you know, it is what it is. But and then you can also take a course in reversals once you get through it. So it's a pretty cool app and it's very much like a cut and dry kind of thing. That's cute. You can like change the look of it. Okay, I just got like a thing where you can change the look of it to make it look like a llama. Or no, it says an alpaca. And that's really cute. That's sorry. I just like went quiet for a minute on you guys there. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so that's an app and a half. I think I'm actually gonna save the moon apps for another episode, maybe like a comparison episode, because I just have so many of them and like I don't need half of them, but I still have them anyway. So, yeah. Yeah, other apps I have a Wiccan calendar app and a Wiccan terms app, which is pretty cool. I don't particularly like the look of the calendar, but it is helpful in that like I can go to it and then it'll tell me like, "Oh, there are 12 days, 29 hours, 51 minutes and 7 seconds until Ostara." And Ostara is March 20th to through 23rd. So that's like it's a nice way to easily like having a reminder for me to be like, oh, this is coming up for me. I should probably look into that kind of thing. So it's nice to have. It's like that's literally all I use it for. Like I don't use it that specific app for anything else, but like that's perfectly okay 'cause it's doing its job. Oi, stop crashing. Other apps I have. I've recently gotten, oh, and the Wiccan Terms app is literally just like, it's a little dictionary, so it has like a spinny wheel where you can go through it. I might delete it because I honestly like don't use it, but if you're new, because a decent number of these terms, like some of them I know I'm just like never gonna encounter like ever again unless I do something very specific, and some of them are like, I already know this. Take for example, solstice. So it's like I know what a solstice is. That's not gonna like come up, or like skyclad. I know what skyclad is. Versus like, what's one that I just like don't won't ever encounter again? Like sortilege, which means divination by means of sticks, coins, bones, dice, lots, beans, yarrow stalks, stones, or any other small object. Not very into that. It's not my area. I don't think it's something that I'm ever gonna, maybe I will one day, but I don't think it's ever gonna be something I'm gonna get into. I feel like it's just not for me. So that's like another term that it's like, oh, that's cool to know, but also just never gonna use it. Or like thaumaturgy. It doesn't have pronunciations. It would be cool if it had pronunciations, but it says that like this one is the use of magic for non-religious purposes. And it's like, ah, that's cool, but like, when am I ever going to use the word thaumaturgy? Never. The correct answer to that is never. I have this app called Picture This, which, oop, there we go. Basically what it does, it like lets you take pictures of plants and try to like identify it, which is pretty cool. So it'll tell you about like the name, the Latin name, the genus, family, like this type, what you can use it for, like how you grow it, where it's like a description of it. So what's a cool example? I'm sorry, I'm like trying to navigate the map so I can find like where. All right, here I'm trying to like look for a plant that I can actually like recognize and be like, oh hey, I know what that is. Here, let's just look up one. See if they have ginkgo. Like, I love ginkgo leaves, they're so pretty, but also I hate them at the same time. Here's one, okay. Ginkgo, other names, ginkgo maidenhair tree, Latin name, ginkgo biloba. So the genus is ginkgo. Family is Ginkgoaceae. Goaceae. The plant type is tree. And then for the description, it says ginkgos are large trees, normally reaching a height of 66 to 115 feet, with some specimens in China being over 160 feet. The tree has an angular crown and long, somewhat erratic branches. Young trees are often tall and slender and sparsely branched. The crown becomes broader as the tree ages. Cultivation: the trees are easy to propagate from seed. Ginkgos adapt well to the urban environment, tolerating pollution and confined soil spaces. So, ginkgo seeds are served with boiled coconut flesh as a dessert in Thailand. The nut-like gametophytes inside the seeds are particularly esteemed in Asia. Wit and wisdom. It is found in fossils dating back 270 million years. The genus name Ginkgo is regarded as a misspelling of the Japanese Ginkyo, which means silver apricot. So yeah, like Ginkies are like Ginkgo trees are like pretty cool. They're very beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. I also just hate them because they smell. They don't smell all the time. I think it's they smell when like the leaves are falling or something like that, but like they just smell. I die. It makes me want to die so much. But yeah, you know, it's a pretty cool app. I have not used it like ever because I want to get into plants, but I'm not into plants. I don't have a green thumb. Most of the plants I have die. So that's fun, but I have it. It's there if I need it and if I ever want to use it. I will say that I believe it gives you 6 free identifications, and then after that you have to get a trial. So it's either $2 a month or $15 a year. So that's a thing. One of the things I do want to get is an essential oils app that kind of like details the essential oils and like what are good blends to have. But like those are really, really annoying because most of the ones that I found were like, pay me $5 a month to be able to access this. And I'm like, I could just use Google and make my own directory. So maybe not. But yeah, I have a runes app. I also, this is like Another one of the apps that I have and just don't use. It's a little bad. But like it will tell you what each it tells you what each of the moons runes mean. And so and then you can also like have a rune drawing, so three runes, 3, 5, 3, 4, 5, and 7. Or like you can have like a rune of the day drawing and it'll tell you how to consecrate them. So it's a pretty simple app, but pretty cool. Another one that I could use, I should use, but I don't. What is this one? Is this another moon app? It's another moon app. Never mind. I recently got a mythology app. It's very simple. The thing about apps in relation to like Wicca or Tarot or things like that is that like a lot of them are very, very basic looking apps. So their interface isn't as user friendly as like a lot of the like most apps that you see and are probably used to. But you know, the mythology one, it's fine. I'm probably gonna delete that one too at some point. It's like not crazy good. It's not bad either. It's just okay. I have two apps that are just like Wicca, period. Oh, it's an ad. Why is it an ad? Why right now? Wait, okay. There we go. So one of them has like a bunch of different spells in it. It has like a book that you're able to read. So it has the Gardnerian Book of Shadows in the app. It has the Witchcraft Today book in the app in Corellian Wicca. Not sure what that is. I haven't read any of these books, but they're there. It has a glossary. It does have a calendar, but I don't think the calendar works. It has a journal that you can use, and then it has like its own like herb list that you can go through. So like aloe, angelica, anise, apple, blah blah blah. So like take for example, cinnamon, because I love me some cinnamon. So I think it's gender, planet, element. So it says like GPE at the top, and it says masculine, sun, fire. So magical attributes, spiritual quests, augmenting power, love, success, psychic work, healing, cleansing. Use an incense for healing, clairvoyance, high spiritual vibrations. Reputed to be a male aphrodisiac, used in prosperity charms. Recommended as a skin astringent and digestive aid in tea form, ground or taken with milk. Good balance after a heavy meal or dessert. Also used for diarrhea, dysentery, or general indigestion. It is also an excellent aromatic and makes a good anointing oil for any magical working. So, like, that's in there too. So, that's a pretty cool app that I also could use more, but you know, I don't. And then, the other thing that I like about it is that, whoops. You can like favorite spells that they have. So if there's one that you like want really, really like, you can get them all to save in the same space. So that's pretty cool. It doesn't let you write your own spells, but like that's okay. I have another app that's like very similar to the one I just described, where it's like what's the word I'm looking for? Like it's another Wicca app where you can find like spells and rituals and stuff. I don't know. I don't use this one as often either. It's just not something I, you know, do. But I actually, why am I talking about this one? Because I prefer the other one. But you know, it's an option. So if you're into it, it's an option for you to have and for you to like use. I don't use it, partially because I don't like it, and partially because I just don't use any of these apps because I don't have time or the energy. Let's pretend that I do. I have two separate herbs apps, herbal apps, where it's basically exactly what it sounds. You kind of like look up herbs that you need and stuff like that. A recent app that I do actually really, really enjoy is a numerology app where you can put in like your date of birth and then like your full, ooh, the name you go by. Sorry, I'm really, really tired. I'm really trying not to like yawn into the microphone. But yeah, you can put your birthday and the date you go by, and it'll take like a numerological analysis of the information you provide. I don't know anything about numerology, so I cannot tell you how accurate it is, but I like it and I think it's really cool. It's also a tarot app, so you could do that too. I don't use it for that, but you can. So that's also an option, which is pretty cool too. Anything else I need to talk about in this thing? I think that's about it, actually. Yeah, so those are all my apps. I'm gonna have like a screenshot of it that I'm gonna post on my page probably sometime over the weekend or like Monday or something. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't mind it. It's nice. So like technology is very, very helpful, and sometimes it's just like you just don't have the resources to do things exactly the way you want to do them. Like if you want to draw and you really love digital art, like you may not have the money to afford like an iPad Pro or like a Wacom. Wacom, I don't know how to say it, but the Wacom Wacom tablets. So like you may not have the money to afford like a drawing tablet or fancy programs or things like that. So it's, I don't know, it's just like hard sometimes. So you kind of just like have to work with it. But that's okay. But yeah, so just don't get discouraged if you don't have like the resources to do things exactly the way you want to. Just like please, please, please always try to find a workaround and don't like take it and then just like never do what you want ever again. Like there are ways. There are ways you can adjust it to what you need. But yeah, if you couldn't tell, I'm really, really tired. Really, really tired. I really just want to be in my bed and I can't because I have so much stuff to do. But it's fine. That's about it. I'm done for today. Sorry, you're just like getting all of my like. Here's my exhaustion coming out in full force for everyone to hear. And I don't think you want that. Yeah, I'm done. I'm signing off now. Merry Met. I'm like, this was therapeutic, but it was also just a little hard, but I want to try like continuing to make material for you guys. Those of you who listen, happy. I'm very happy my listens are back up, by the way. So thank you guys for that. I really, really appreciate it. According to Anchor, which is the app I use to do the podcast, if you listen to my sponsored segment, I average about, it's telling me that I average about 265 listens per episode, which is like pretty amazing. And I have over 2,000 listens right now. I think last time I checked, it's 2.1K. And I really, really love that. And I really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate those of you who like stuck around through my 3-week hiatus. I appreciate those of you who like, if you have been here from the very beginning, like from when I was trying to do it last year and proceeded to fail epically, significantly more epically than I'm failing right now, I also appreciate you and everything that you do and the fact that you've stuck around and like actually have, listened to me rant and ramble. I'm such a mess, but I'm a lovable mess, and y'all love me, 'cause otherwise you wouldn't be here. Maybe you don't love me. Maybe you just like love my knowledge and love my brain. I don't know. I'm really, really tired. I'm doing voices now. I'm so tired, guys. I'm so tired. Please take care of yourselves. Please have some like moments of self-care, guys. Like, I need to do mine. I'm gonna be free to be as awkward as ever. Come. Oh, snap. I need to pre-record an episode. Wow, if you can't tell that I'm tired and like cannot get it together, you can tell by the fact that I'm literally just like about to go through my schedule on a podcast when I should not be doing that and should be a responsible human and like just not doing that, period, you know? But I'm doing it anyway. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm going to sign off this time. Actually sign off. Mary met, Mary part, and blessed be. Have a good night, y'all. Have a good weekend. Have a good rest of your March. I'm gonna see you next week. Next week's gonna be a tarot episode. I just keep going. I keep on saying the ending, and then I just keep talking anyway because I cannot actually end a podcast. It's fine. Next week is gonna be another tarot episode. I think. Do I want to do that one for applications? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll just like be really, really excited and say it really depends on how I feel. So I'm not sure what kind of forecast I'm looking at for that one. Maybe a prom one. Maybe like where's my relationship gonna go? I already did that one. I lied. I don't know yet, but it's gonna be I'm gonna figure it out, and it's gonna be a tarot episode. And then after that, oh, sorry, tired again. We're gonna have a very special episode on Astara, and maybe because it's like I'm going on break right after by the time my Astara episode rolls around, so maybe I'll actually have time to like write a proper blog post and everything and get that up and running. But I make no promises, just like honestly assume that I don't have a blog, please, because I just keep telling myself that I'm gonna do it and then I proceed to not do it because I get too busy into all up into everything else. And yeah, I'm sorry, it's just really, really hard. Okay, actually signing off this time. Third time's a charm. I hope it's been the third time. For those of you counting, please don't. I know it's probably like the fifth time. Merry met, merry part, and blessed be. Have a good night. Feel free to contact me by email at wiccantations@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at the handle wiccantations. That is spelled WICCANTATIONS. If you'd like to learn more about my opinion on these topics, please visit my blog. The link is in the bio. I am doing bi-monthly anonymous tarot readings. If you would like to submit a question, please email me, DM me, or contact me through my blog with anonymous tarot reading in the subject line. If you would like to guarantee a tarot reading by paying for one, feel free to contact me for more information.